In 1925, Harvard Graduate School of Design didn't offer women graduate degrees in architecture, but Victorine DuPont-Halmsey completed a certificate program with the same curriculum and professors. The Early Women of Architecture in Maryland exhibit, now at Dorchester Center for the Arts, features DuPont-Halmsey and 11 other women. Jillian Storms, curator of the exhibit and board member at the American Institute of Architecture's Baltimore chapter, tells us more about the work of DuPont-Halmsey and this summer's related programming.
In 1935, Victorine DuPont-Halmsey and her husband Samuel founded one of the country's first husband and wife architectural practices. Though the couple based their firm in Delaware, they designed over a dozen projects in Maryland's Eastern Shore and more throughout the state. Both eventually achieved the highest honor in the profession, fellowship in the American Institute of Architects, or AIA. Victorine DuPont-Halmsey is one of the 12 women featured in the Early Women of Architecture in Maryland exhibit, which focuses on women who worked in the field from the 1920s to the 1960s. The exhibit makes its Eastern Shore debut this month at the Dorchester Center for the Arts, which also hosts a complimentary exhibit on current architecture in the Chesapeake Bay region. The Center for the Arts also offers a free presentation about Halmsey at a special open house on July 14th, part of downtown Cambridge's Second Saturday festivities. Frances DuPont, a relative of Victorine's, helped hire Victorine and her husband for a project that arguably ignited their careers. He donated $20,000 for the construction of the Cambridge Yacht Club. The Halmseys oversaw design and construction of the original building, as well as additions from 1936 to 1939. The Yacht Club won them design awards from both the Maryland Society of Architects and the Architecture League of New York. Quite modern for its time, the Yacht Club used simple lines and limited ornamentation, as much to address a tight construction budget, this being the Great Depression, than to address any certain style. The design was given a distinctive nautical theme, featuring a mast, portholes, an upper deck terrace from which to watch yacht races and fireworks celebrations, with railings resembling those of a schooner. Inside, it housed a lounge, food galley, workroom, bathrooms, phone booth, and mast storage. By the late 1960s, the rooftop deck and exterior mast were replaced with air conditioning equipment. Subsequent building additions and porches have hidden the original design. A slide presentation at the Dorchester Center for the Arts on July 14th will show the original design drawings for the building, as well as photographs of the building published in architectural magazines of the time. The Early Women of Architecture in Maryland exhibit was developed under the guidance of the Equity Committee of AIA Baltimore, in collaboration with the Baltimore Architecture Foundation, and with research assistance from students at Morgan State University. It received a mini-grant from Maryland Humanities in 2015 that was matched by numerous architectural firms in the area. The exhibit has been showcased in multiple jurisdictions across the state and in Washington, D.C.
Dorchester Center for the Arts hosts these exhibits until August 24th. More information can be found at dorchesterarts.org. You can learn more about the Baltimore chapter of the AIA at aiabaltimore.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.